Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy DuPlantis, and it's always a joy for me to welcome you into Studio C. And Chrissy's here with me as usual,
you
my dear friend.
You look great in your sweatshirt,
yeah,
Ms.
we
Kathy.
Just thought we'd do comfy today. Still a little cool here in South Louisiana, crazy
weather.
We never know. But it's always good that we can grab a sweatshirt and get on with it. This is the glorious sweatshirt that we used
it's
this year.
It's beautiful. I love the pink. And then we have our JDM sweatshirts.
That's
reaching
new
people,
for this year
changing
as well.
Lives. One soul at a time. That's what we do here.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and this is such a special thing that we could get together and share with our friends. We have a lot of new friends. People are watching all the time.
Yes, we're so
you know, from all the different platforms, and they write in and give testimonies. And today, I think you have a testimony from our magazine.
I do. Our beautiful Voice of the Covenant
magazine. A lot of people don't even know about this magazine. They just, they see the program. They're getting to know us for the first time. But this magazine's been out there for a long time.
You need to.
And you're a big help with me on that.
I do. I love working with Miss Kathy and the rest of the team on the magazine. Wonderful articles from both Boss and yourself, as well as our meeting information and glorious moments, one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, and
of
then
the
it's in print, of course, but we also have it a digital copy, so you can go, I think it's on our app, that you can get all the
past
issues in English and in Spanish.
English, Spanish. We also have an interactive version where you can click on certain parts of the magazine and videos pop up. It's really awesome what
and
technology
you know what I like
can
about
do.
It too? You could read it, but you can also share it with someone.
Yes.
Send it to someone and they can
It does,
get
and it ministers to so many people, and people write in their glorious moments that we put into the magazine so that you can get encouraged and know that nothing's impossible with
God.
And if it happened for them, it can happen for you. And I have
That's
a great
good.
One.
Okay.
It says, Jesse and Kathy, thank you. I want to thank Jesse for coming out to Austin, Texas to Impact Family Church. Jesse is a very special person to my husband and I. 26 years ago, my husband was very young and tried to take his life, but God had other plans for him. After being taken to the hospital and admitted into a room, a Christian nurse stayed by his side and she had kind words for him. Then she turned on the TV and guess who was on the television? Jesse. His words pierced my husband's heart and he is a changed man. He used what happened to him as a testimony of what God can do. God put people in your path that leave a lasting memory and blessings. When Jesse's in our area, we go see him or watch him learn from his teachings. We love what you do and are so appreciative of your ministry. Like Jesse says, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time, right?
That's awesome.
That's
so true.
Man, that is just amazing how the Lord used Brother Jesse on the television. Mm-hmm. There's so many platforms we're on, especially broadcast TV.
And we do it all because of our partners. They help us to do what
That's
we
beautiful.
Do. So we so appreciate you partners that help us to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And hey, if you're not a partner, you can be. It's very easy to do that. You know, there's never been an amount. We don't set a certain amount for you to become a partner. And we love our partners. We pray for you. If you'd like to become a partner or even just give a one-time gift to help us do what we do, because we're dedicated to following the voice of Jesus, doing what he's telling us to do, and so many people's lives are being blessed. But you can be a part of that by going to jdm.org, use PayPal, text to give, and you could select giving also on our JDM app, which we've been talking about, or you can mail in your donation. Either way, we just want you to know that we'll receive it, pray over it, and bless it, and expect God to bring you forth a hundredfold return, because we believe in that.
Amen. Nothing is impossible with God.
That's right. And you know what? I'm so excited today because we're going to welcome back Katie Pimentel to Studio C. She's been connected with the ministry for over 23 years, and she's always willing to serve the Lord with her many talents. You may remember her and Jose, her husband, were here just recently. But Katie's here today to share something that God has put upon her heart. Thank you, Katie, for being
there
here.
There she is.
Hey, look at y'all.
Was this planned?
Not at all. We call this a glorious sandwich.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Not an Oreo, but
a glorious sandwich. It's a glorious JDM sandwich.
Love it.
That's so
it's
good.
Very comfortable. Get your sweatshirt. It's very
good. They're very popular.
JDM.org.
I love seeing people in the shirts.
They're so comfortable. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being here today. I know that God has put some things in your heart. You have so many things you could share today, but I'd like to hear what God's talking to you about.
Yes.
I think you have a book that you have in the works.
I am. I'm working on a book. It's the Lord started working with me really specifically back in 2016 about discipline. Mm. I've always been a really hard-charging type A, you know, I'm going after a goal, I'm going to get there, get it done. But there are some really specific areas in my life that the Lord's like, I need you to be doing some things and you're not ready yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so one of those things for me was discipline. And so where he started with me was really about getting the right amount of sleep, getting up consistently at the right time that he needed me to get up, spending time in the Word. I wasn't spending enough time in the Word. And, you know, it was like, okay, well, I'll pray, I'll read a verse, and I'm good for the day, you know, kind of thing. And it really wasn't.
You didn't really have an order in your life is what you're saying. And when you're not organized, things can slip by and not get done.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so in 2016, something really specific that he had me do was first stop hitting the snooze button. Stop hitting the snooze button.
Oh, I need to take notes. Where's the journal you blessed me with? I need to start. Number one, I just snoozed this morning.
Snooze, you lose is what I heard.
That's right. It's so true. And it was something so practical. God deals with me in practicalities. Mm-hmm. I am very pragmatic. And he's like, okay, 1, 2, 3, this is exactly what I need you to do. Stop hitting the snooze button. And then over the course of about 3 to 6 months, I was maybe getting up around 7:30, just in time to get to work and
just
do what I need
time.
To do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, I need you to be very deliberate with your time and very deliberate with what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so for about 6 months, every 2 to 3 weeks, get up 15 minutes earlier. 15 minutes. So you're talking like 7:30, you know, okay, 7:15, 7, 6:30. Okay, I can do this. So it's fine. We get to 5:30, 5:15. 4:30, 4:15, like, okay, Lord, where's this going, right? Like, where's this going? So then he's like, okay, start going to bed at 10 o'clock. Start getting to bed on time. Start doing certain things.
Routines,
and so, yes, habits, forming those good habits, forming those routines. And so now it's 10 to 4. Mm. And what I didn't realize, what he showed me throughout this process, and everyone's different in this area, and this is just one example, I work very well on 6 hours of sleep. That's mm-hmm. That's my optimum for me is 6 hours. And I used to love my sleep. I still do. I love my sleep. I'm like, I could sleep on demand. I'm a great sleeper. But God's like breaking me of that. And I don't want to say it maybe had become an idol, but God's like, no, I need you to be very deliberate and disciplined in this area.
Yeah. Some people sleep their life away. Their whole life is around, what can I do to help me relax?
Yeah.
But that's good. But if you have goals in life, there's a season
that's
where
right.
you have to shift and get busy, you know.
So true.
I get up early. I'm a 5 o'clock, usually 5:30, always. I never set the alarm. My body
wow.
just wakes up.
That's amazing. I still set the alarm.
I have an alarm clock named Sophia Marie.
Oh yes. Your alarm clock is precious.
Oh, see, this is a season where you get no sleep.
I know George is in the control room watching my brother-in-law. Hi, George. He makes fun of us because Luis and I, we tend to like our little naps, okay? He's like, well, he hates naps. And you know, I'm just like, sorry. But now I don't get any. But I get it when I can. When she naps, I nap.
That's right.
But that's good to know, because these are the little practical things that you think don't matter. But saying yes to those take you to new heights, correct?
Right. And it's part of it, there's so many aspects to it. It's part of it's the obedience. Mm-hmm. You're learning how to listen to the Holy Spirit. You're learning how to be to obey immediately and mm-hmm. not put it off.
That's right.
You know, things, all these things. Yes, there's the practicality of, okay, now I'm getting up earlier. I'm spending the first couple of hours in the Word and in studying and writing.
Yeah.
And those lead to other opportunities. So this is what really catapulted my leatherworking business. This is what catapulted other things. And then just spending so much more time in the Word and in studying mm-hmm. and meditating on the Word. The Lord's really revealed some really amazing things to me. And one of the areas that he brought me back to was Proverbs 31.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I grew up in the church, and I grew up in very traditional religion and everything. And reading that and it being taught, like, oh, women are, you know, so, and it's, you know, like, you have to do certain things, and
yes,
it's a to-do list,
yes.
and it's a, you know, I think a lot of times today, women who maybe are just looking at the Bible at face value, look at Proverbs 31, and it's an anxiety-inducing to-do list. It's like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord's like, no. This is a method of operating.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way that women, and men too, but women in particular, can operate in consistency, discipline, and in excellence.
I love
and
that.
Yes.
It's practical, but you know, I've heard some people teach, and I think it's true too, but it works both ways, but this Proverbs 31 woman is really the church. Everybody could benefit from these principles, these disciplines. So even if you're a guy listening today, this is not just for girls.
Yeah.
It's for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
So let us know what God's telling you about that.
So there's so much to it, where this woman, and in one area that I'm very passionate about is working out. and you know, really.
Note number two. No snooze, start getting in
so
shape.
I lift and I compete in certain things. And so I love working out. I love doing this.
Is
and
this a new thing or you've always done
it? It's fairly, so I've always worked out. I've always been athletic. Uh-huh. But recently I've begun competing in a sport called the Tactical Games.
Wow.
And oh, it's so impressive, Miss Kelly. There's photos. I wonder if we can pop some
in there. I want to hear more.
Yeah. It's so much fun. So it's the best way to explain it, it's if CrossFit and a shooting competition had a baby, that's what this would be.
Okay.
So it's just, it's a lot of physical, throwing sandbags, running, wearing a lot of gear while you're doing this. And then you run and you do a firing sequence with pistol and rifle, and then you come back. And so it's, mm-hmm. I started it because I was like, it's a really, I love shooting, I love working out, and it was a really fun way to stay in shape. Mm-hmm. But then as I was doing this, I saw in Proverbs, this woman, she made her arms strong.
Oh, mm-hmm. come on.
Right? Like she made time to make her arms strong. And what a lot of what, one of the other things that working out has done for me is the mental strength that it has built. Mm-hmm. That mentally, it's like, okay, you look at a challenge, you look at an obstacle, and mentally you're like, okay, I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I can do this. And so building that mental capacity, building the physical capacity, this woman in Proverbs, you know, again, she made her arms strong. She was mentally and spiritually and physically fit in every area. She spent time giving. She spent time teaching. She was a teacher, a counselor, a businesswoman. She was an agricultural specialist. She brought food in from other countries. Like all of these examples that are given of what she did. But it's when you look at it and you kind of take a step back, it's how she operated. Mm-hmm. It's what, you know, so she was being disciplined. She made linen cloth. She made tapestries. She had, I mean,
her family was dressed with the best.
Yes.
They were prepared for
this is great.
Whatever the season
yes.
was.
She laughed at her future mm-hmm. because she was blessed and she knew she was ready. Yes. And so these are the things that I look at and I'm like, wow, okay. This is the type of operating and how I want to get to. And I don't know, I'm not a theologist, but it doesn't say to me like whether she was wealthy or whether she had, you know, all of these things. But I look at it and I'm like, okay, she had a staff. Mm-hmm. She had an estate that she ran. She had all these things. And I think I'm like, back in the day, like, you know, women nowadays, we can do whatever we want, right? Like there's no barriers. But I have to think in her day, this couldn't have been normal.
No.
Like this couldn't have been something that every single woman was able to achieve. Mm-hmm. But her operating in this manner, her being consistent mm-hmm. day in,
that's the strength of God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And so, and the Lord gives us I strongly believe this, the Lord gives us desires of our hearts mm-hmm. for the purpose of serving him and serving others. Mm-hmm. And so as he's given me a desire to, you know, maybe become a lawyer or do leather work, that is all for the purpose of serving him
That's
and
true.
Serving others,
yes.
like to be able to be a blessing. We're blessed to be a blessing.
That's so true.
And so to be able to do those things, but all that takes, it takes energy, mm-hmm. it takes physical strength, mm-hmm. it takes mental strength, it takes finances, it takes all these things that, you know, as each step that we take, the Lord will guide our steps. He's a light unto our path, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's everything. Like we just, if you are willing to listen and be obedient to what he's got for you, all of these things will fall into place and he'll just guide your steps and he will make your path straight. Like it's amazing.
I love that. I think what's important is just don't get overwhelmed by the whole list.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. People will say, you can't have it all. You know, I think
that's right. You can.
You can have it all, but you have to begin to realize and train yourself to expect it and not, like we say, sabotage your own future.
Yeah. Yes.
I love Proverbs chapter 31. I'm going to just read that last part, if that's okay.
Yes.
It says, we're not going to read the whole thing, but verse 29 in the Amplified says it so well. Many daughters have done virtuously, nobly, and well with the strength of character that is steadfast in goodness, but you excel them all.
Yes.
That's the key. It goes on to say, charm and grace are deceptive, and beauty is vain because it's not lasting. But a woman who reverently and worshipfully fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
Wow.
Give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates.
Let her own works praise her in the gates.
Yeah, and so God has equipped us to do what he's called us to do.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to get overwhelmed trying to do what he's called someone else to do.
That's
just what he's called you to do.
Right.
And then one at a time.
Yep, exactly.
One step at a time,
one day at a time, one decision at a time.
Yeah.
Everything is based on a decision.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know, you people who are like, you know, maybe 10 years ahead, they didn't get there overnight.
Right.
It's one decision. You don't hit your snooze alarm today.
Yeah.
It's one decision at a time.
And it starts there with the small.
Yes.
And if you're faithful in the little, he's
yes.
going to give you the much. And like you did, you started there.
Yeah.
Probably if he'd have told you that day, go do tactical training that day, you would have, what?
What?
Yeah. Especially if he would have told me that. I'll be like, wait, listen, I can't even get
this
stroller.
What is that? What is that even tactical?
Right.
Now, I love shooting too. You
yes,
know, I have a concealed permit.
Yes.
I really
I
need
that.
To get back into the
Come
to
on.
The gun range and get
to go
good
together.
At it because I'm pretty good at it already.
I've heard.
Just without a whole lot of practice,
right.
But it is fun
to
do the targets and everything. But hey, do you get to kick down a door?
No, but we do battering rams.
Down a door.
We do battering rams with the doors.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That's one of the stages sometimes.
Some of these photos you showed me, you look like an action hero. Like there's one of you, I wonder if we could show it, and I'm like, wow. You are getting it done. You know what I mean? I just think that it's so awesome that you say God dropped something in your spirit or in your head, and there's not an ounce of you that says, oh, I can't do that, Lord, because you know we've talked on previous episodes.
Right.
He's proven himself worthy in all of these things that you've set forth to do.
And, you know, we're all called to do different things. You know, I don't have a desire to do the tactical thing, but I admire you that you're doing it. But, I mean, I've stepped into different arenas.
Yes.
We all have to say yes at some point.
Exactly.
If God is leading us to do something, and I've often talked about this, how when I stepped in as senior pastor of the church in 2017, the Lord, the phrase I used in my own heart, and I'm stepping in, I'm doing this, and I'm not going to go in with a high heel. I have an army boot.
Woo,
well, I mentioned
that
at Glorious recently,
that
our recent, most recent Glorious, and a young woman came up to me after the service and said, because she was ex-military, and she was actually military police when she was there. She says, you know what size shoe you wear? She told me, and I told her size 7, and it's the same as her. She says, I'm gonna send you one of my army boots.
I
can't wait to get that because
yes.
I'm gonna put that in a primary spot or a good spot. Maybe I'm not in Studio C, but somewhere I can see that boot. But it's just a really thoughtful thing to think that God equips you with the right equipment to do the job he's called you to do. This was a figurative thing when I said an army boot because I believe God leads me to lead with love and compassion and not anger. I'm called war on the devil, basically. I'm waging war against him to take back everything that he's stolen from the body of Christ.
Yes.
And so I'm committed to that. But that's just to show you that God equips us supernaturally. Like he's equipped you with wisdom, but you stepped out and you did the steps he told you to take, and then he kept adding to it.
Keeps adding to it. That's the amazing thing is, you know, the Lord, and he's not done. Like, I have no idea what tomorrow brings, right? Like, so he's not done. So it's learning how to discern the Holy Spirit, know the Lord's voice, the sheep know the shepherd's voice.
Yes. Beautiful.
And so learning and understanding, and you have to do it, right? Like you were saying, you have to do it. So some, you know, lifting weights, like, you know, I lift weights, I power lift, and, you know, if it's a deadlift, I'm lifting it off the floor. I think, okay, 200 pounds, great. 5 more pounds. Are you kidding me? Like, fire. Okay, fine. Now that becomes easy. Then, and the more you do something, the easier it becomes.
Right.
But the easier it becomes, then there's no challenge.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's like, okay, then, you know, constantly being challenged, constantly
You always have
growing.
To be stretching.
Mm-hmm. Yes, always stretching.
I think one of the keys that you said was the mental, getting your mind right. How many times people have just set themselves up for failure with sabotaging their own mind or thinking they're not good enough. You know, and what I love about this show, Glorious Living, and this ministry, and you, what you're talking about is that you can't, we're always saying there's nothing you can't do with the Lord.
Right.
And getting your mind, so what do you encourage those who may have people in their life that are discouraged and say, you can't do that, you're only from this area or whatever. What do you say to those people who have like constantly have those voices of discouragement in their ears saying they can't accomplish what they know God wants them to do?
I love that question. So we had that. So whether it's family, especially family or friends, I love my family, they're wonderful, but especially like, you know, sometimes they just don't understand. They see what we're doing. They're like, why are you doing that? Why do you, why, you know, why? Like, this doesn't make sense. Because it's not their vision.
That's
it's
perfect.
Not their goal.
That's right.
It's not what the Lord has put in their heart. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's at a different level. Everyone's on a different journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what I would say is you need to have positive word coming into you. Faith comes by hearing,
yeah,
and hearing by the word of God. What Jose and I do, my husband and I do, well, and this started back around 2016, 2017, every morning, without fail, every morning, we listen to the same thing every day, whether it's Brother Jesse, Brother Jerry Savell, Brother Bill Winston, whoever it is, Joyce Meyer is a really good, you know, one. So whoever it is, we are listening to the word.
Yes.
The same word. So we're being fed the same word every day.
Oh, I love that. As a married couple, being on the same page
every
morning. Yes.
Now, we both have our own time with the Lord, but we're being fed together as well.
Beautiful.
And so what I would say is, we're always going to have people who are, you know, saying negative things, not understanding. They don't maybe always intend to be negative,
yes,
or they don't have malice intent, but that comes in. Our own minds are like, you know, that Satan's constantly trying to, you know, get in your thoughts, get in your head. And so, but you have to be listening. So, like, for example, when I'm like, I'm a music person. So when I'm doing cardio or I'm doing, you know, something, working on leather, like, I'll have a lot of music going. But when I'm lifting, when I'm doing some things, I have Brother Jesse on. I have the app on. I'm listening to that word. Two of my favorite messages, they're old, I love them, is Don't Kick the Donkey.
Love it.
One of my favorites. And Lord, take my problems, don't take my pigs.
Pigs.
I love that. So those are two of my favorites. But like listening to that word, you have to get that word in you on a daily basis.
Yeah, so it becomes just second nature to cast the devil out whenever he comes at
you.
And
when someone, either family or friends or whomever, is coming at you like, oh, well, why are you doing this? This doesn't make sense. It's just like water off a duck's back. It just bounces. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even penetrate anymore because it's just like, you know what? That's not for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I know whom I believe in.
Yes.
Right. I know. I am persuaded that he is able.
Thank you, Lord.
There is nothing impossible. I mean, when I say nothing impossible, I'm talking nothing impossible.
Yeah.
You get that revelation on the inside of you, mm-hmm, you're taking on the world.
Right. That's
There's
so
nothing
true.
Impossible.
That's perfect for that Proverbs 31
yes.
woman. You came up with a title yet for your book?
I have not. That's one of the things I'm still working on. So, sort of title. One of my favorite aspects of it in the first chapter is, you know, you can either protest or you can produce.
That's
you can't
great.
Do both.
That's great. You're right.
You can't do both.
Good. You're right.
If you're protesting is an outward expression of blaming someone else for your problems and expecting someone else to solve them for
and
you.
And that's a society we live in.
It's that victim mentality.
Everywhere.
It's the society. Producing is saying, I'm going to take responsibility for what I'm doing. I'm going to make those decisions on a daily basis, trusting the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And I am not going to rely on what anyone else says or what anyone else does. I am responsible for my own success or lack thereof.
Right.
And so, and again, all within the Lord, but that's the producing. And so we as women, we as a society, we can't do both.
No. But
it's a decision. Mm-hmm. It's a decision that you have to, as a personal decision, you have to make.
And to break those generational curses or things that, you know, if your mom constantly is complaining or if your dad's this, that, and you just feel like it's always being ingrained in you to go back to those old habits of having that victim mentality.
Yes.
You have to be the one to realize it through the word of God to say, oh no, it ends here. I'm going to be the chain that breaks this for my future and for my children, which I think is so powerful that we have books like the one you're writing to show the next generation, listen, this is the word of God. This is the characteristics you should have as a woman or a man.
Yeah.
And it's possible to live this way in this world today.
Exactly, in this day and age.
I love it.
I wasn't born wealthy. We grew up in St. Bernard Parish. For those from Louisiana, you know.
St. Bernard,
from
darling.
St. Bernard, darling. From the parish, you know, down the road in Violet. And I went to public school, barely graduated high school. You know, I was 2.7 GPA in high school.
Wow,
To my mother's teacher's chagrin, like I was an English teacher. But so God, though, can take someone like me, someone who was from the wrong side of the tracks,
what
right?
What people may call an underachiever.
Yeah, exactly, you know. Exactly. But when that he ignites that spark in you, mm-hmm. and when you make that decision, I'm going to follow him.
Yes, you know what? Lord, I just think that all of us blossom at a different age. And we try to put standards on, even on the children sometimes, and get them frustrated.
Oh, that's good.
But they all grow at a different level. And we're all a work in progress.
Yes.
You're a work in progress. God is not finished with you yet.
Not.
So don't get discouraged. You know, you hear about a woman who's doing tactical training. And they get,
I know.
Oh, no.
That's in my mind. I'm
I don't even get on the treadmill.
I need my 5-pound weights.
Lord Jesus. I do have a machine at home that's like a recumbent bike, and I remember when I got on it, maybe about a year ago, but when I got on it, it said, one step to stronger legs. Woo! Keep going. Stronger legs. That was in my head even this morning. Stronger legs. You know, I really need to get on that machine and get stronger legs, and you've helped me today.
That's what I'm saying. It really does motivate you.
We'll see if I'll hit the snooze button on that or not. Hopefully I won't.
I think that's the big one. Just getting up.
Just do it.
Take that first step. And I love what you were saying about everyone blossoms at a different time. I'm a classic late bloomer. Mm-hmm. I took the 8-year route through undergrad. Mm-hmm. You know, so definitely, like, you know, we don't have to be the youngest, the fastest.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's following in God's timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
His perfect
and
plan
for you. I'm almost 50 years old.
Right.
And I'm just now starting out in things. Like, so there's again, like, all in God's timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he always knows our perfect timing and has the perfect path for us
to follow. He never gives up on us. And like Jesse often says, dreams don't have an expiration date.
That's right.
And just don't give up on yourself, because God hasn't given up on you. He has a great plan for your life.
That's right. Don't let time defeat you is another one he always says.
I love that. Yeah.
And I know that people have been reminded today that, you know, those dreams, those visions that the Lord put in them is ready to get sparked again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that there's nothing impossible. Give
and
him
that
job.
First step.
Yeah. That's so true.
Take that
so
first
good.
Step.
One
well,
thing
thank you so much for watching today. I believe that you've been encouraged and built up, you know, and I love all those messages that you suggested. I just thought of one more while we were talking. Jesse talks about a message called Take Ownership.
Oh, yes.
And that's a great, too. So you really take ownership of your own life. Don't let someone else lead your life. It's your life.
Come
Why
on,
give
Ms.
it
Kathy.
Up to somebody
yes.
else?
Yes. That's good.
Take control
that's
of your life. God has ideas and concepts that, and things that he wants to place in your heart so that you can be fulfilled. So maybe there's a dream that you had in your life and they put it aside.
Right.
God wants you to help you to, he wants to breathe mouth-to-mouth resuscitation into that thing. That's what I have a message called, Beware of the Dream Killers.
Such
I think it's
one.
In my newest book, Suited for Success. And it's actually been in one of our past magazines, so you can grab that also
Great
on the app.
Message.
God has a wealth of content and material that people can utilize.
Yes.
Like you said, you listen to that, things like that when you're on that, when you're training.
Working,
so it helps.
Yeah.
It helps you to do that. So God brings us these tools. And I pray that today has been a tool.
I know it has helped me. It really has.
I think it's helped me too.
No more excuses.
I love it. Yeah.
The Lord has great plans, and we can't sit around and take naps, right?
That's right. And we'll be held accountable.
We don't want to sleep our life away.
Don't sleep your life away.
and we'll be held accountable for what God's put in us.
Yeah, we need to.
Because I heard Terry Savelle Foy say once, or she says this often, someone is waiting for you to fulfill your goal.
Come
for
on,
you to
that's
fulfill.
Wonderful.
Because what God's put in you, someone else needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have an accountability to do what the Lord's called us to do and to sharpen that and to work in excellence in that.
Yes.
Because someone else needs what you have inside of you.
Beautiful.
And I believe there have been many that have been watching today that's been sparked by the things you've said today.
Definitely.
Katie, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming back.
Thank you for having me.
It's
awesome.
Been so wonderful. And thank you
y'all.
Again for all that you do at the conferences, playing your beautiful instrument and sharing your gift with the world.
Thank you.
It blesses us all.
You're a life changer. You really are.
Thank you. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. Thank you so much for having me.
It's so fun. The time goes by so quick,
does.
You know.
Yes, it
but
does.
Thank you so much for joining with us today. I hope that you've been blessed and ministered to, and I believe you have. I hope you'll join me next week for another great Glorious Living right here in Studio C. Bye-bye.